Nothing says Christmas like a Cajun squeeze box and fiddle. Let's get down to Charles in Tucson and see what we can do for him on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. My citrus trees, lemon, tangelo, and Arizona sweet, I like to leave them on, leave the fruit on the trees until the blossoms appear because they're pretty sweeter that way. But next week, the temperature is supposed to be like mid-20s. So, you know, at what point, temperature-wise, should they be harvested? You know, you take a chance leaving them on the trees, or doing that, they might get sweeter, but they might get frozen, too. So, you know, about what temperature should they be harvested?
About mid-20s.
About the temperature Tucson's expected next week.
And let's just clarify that, though. It depends on how long it's going to stay there. So it's not always just the actual temperature that it gets. It's the duration of that temperature. So if it just was going to hit mid-20s, you know, for an hour or so, that probably wouldn't be an issue. So what we need to find out in your specific forecast is how long they expect it to stay at that temperature. So they'll probably be some more specific forecasts as we get closer to that for your area. So I wouldn't panic yet, but you might start finding out how long it's going to stay that cold. But he is right about something. Leaving citrus fruit on is fine. It doesn't take away from the production of new growth or new blossoms next spring, and they will get a lot sweeter and store a lot better if you leave them hanging on the tree than if you just go pick them just to pick them. There's no reason to do that.
We appreciate the call, and there's some good input for you. We have a couple other texts that come in as it relates to both freezing and citrus. This individual is getting ready to leave, probably going to visit family for a couple weeks. Wants to know if, just to be safe, can they go ahead and put frost cloth down on everything, leave it day and night until they get back?
If you use frost cloth, yes. The translucent, white, lightweight material can be left on for very extended periods of time, weeks, without an issue. It lets light through. It lets moisture through. It doesn't weight the plant down. So, yes. But don't use something dark or heavy or plastic. Ever use plastic. But something dark or heavy might become a problem if it's on there for a long time.
Now, anything that stays stagnant like that, I will tell you, is a sign to somebody that might be scoping your neighborhood that nobody's home.
Yep.
So if you have a neighbor that can take them off once every 4 or 5 days for the day, or go change how they're hung, just so you've got a sign.
Or do some other things, change some lights that are on or off, or, you know, pick up the newspaper, park a car in the driveway for you, take it away. You know, I mean, yeah, you're right. That is a somewhat of an issue.
And then Tom in Florence says he has figs, citrus, guavas, all planted a year ago, but they won't grow a normal size leaf. They're all abnormally small. Wants to know if is there something wrong maybe with its soil?
Well, more than likely, it is, you know, nutritional. Perhaps needs to change fertilizer or fertilize more regularly. You know, nitrogen is generally what causes leaf growth. So lack of nitrogen could be causing small foliage. Lack of poor drainage could also cause that. Maybe use some sulfur or gypsum on a periodic basis to try and open the soil up, improve some drainage, water longer, deeper, and slower and less often, and make sure you're on a good fertilizer program. So February, May, September, kind of our three holidays, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. With the good citrus food.
And just about every tree that has some kind of produce, whether it's nuts or citrus, these are only a year old. Mm-hmm. Well, he planted them a year ago, so they could have been five-year-old trees. But a one-year-old tree, it's going to take a couple years before you start seeing anything.
Well, fruit production-wise, but foliage should be normal size. You know, the foliage doesn't get bigger as the tree. Well, that's not true. It can and does get somewhat bigger, but you should be getting normal sized at least foliage, even though they've only been in the ground a year.
We appreciate it. You can join Rosie on the House by text, just like that, at 411-923, or by phone at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And then option number three, we had a gentleman earlier that was, we kind of needed a picture to see exactly what the best advice to give him. You can email us pictures at info, I-N-F-O, at rosieonthehouse.com, and we can see a picture if you need help plant identification, or as in this gentleman's case, it would give us a better percentage of what his leaf drop.
Yeah, it becomes a problem sometimes trying to diagnose something, just like if you called your doctor over the phone and said, I have a cough, what's wrong? Well, you know, my leaves are small, or my tree's losing leaves, or they're, what's wrong? Well, you know, it always helps to see samples, to see pictures, to see something visual, because a yellow leaf, believe it or not, not all yellow leaves are created equal. I mean, there are different shades of yellow. It could be yellow with green veins in it. It could have, you know, kind of an orangish, brownish yellow in the middle of the yellow that might indicate something different. So it really helps to see pictures or samples.
And you do that at info, I-N-F-O, at rosieonthehouse.com.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.